It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and it is the month of October, and that is a month when we focus on breast cancer awareness. You certainly see that in the NFL, and former Good Morning America co-host Joan London is the latest celebrity to go public with her diagnosis of breast cancer. And it comes at the start of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In this week's business segment, contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, is turning her attention to the business of pink. Rebecca, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. It's nice to see you today.
What is the history behind the designation that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month? And if you're a football fan, and we all know that the NFL has had a lot of problems lately, but they have always, or in recent years, acknowledged Breast Cancer Awareness Month by having the players wear
pink out.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
They are pinked out.
So if you're sitting on your couch on Sunday, you're aware of this.
Yes, you are aware of this.
But how did it happen?
Right. So it's an annual international health celebration, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it was organized initially by some major breast cancer awareness organizations to increase awareness of the disease, to raise funds for research into the cause, the prevention, the diagnosis, the treatment, and the cure. And the idea is the campaign offers information and support to those who are really affected. It was originally founded in 1985 as a partnership between the American Cancer Society and a pharmaceutical division of the Empirical Chemical Industries, which is interesting. And they actually had a breast cancer drug that they were working on, an anti-cancer drug. So breast cancer is a very common. 1 in 8 women today in the United States will get breast cancer at a certain point. But the good news is that many women can survive it if it's found and treated early. So that's really the idea of this whole month, is to get women to have mammograms, screenings, to overcome the stigma of having a mammogram, and to learn what the symptoms are, and to really get in there early to have long-term survival rates, which are much more obtainable if you have early detection.
And what is the significance of the pink ribbon?
Right. So the pink ribbon is – I mean, the pink is – it's everywhere. So it was first on the scene with the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. They were handing out pink visors initially in 1990 at the Race for the Cure, which I did not know until I did a little research. And in 1991, they began to hand out the pink ribbons to every participant in its New York race. And then the cosmetics industry got on board as well in 1991 to promote breast cancer awareness with the help of Estee Lauder Cosmetics and Self Magazine. So they got into the business of it as well and began to really look at how to disseminate information. And they started giving out pins and putting them at cosmetics counters. And then the Estee Lauder Foundation started the Breast Cancer Research Foundation and used the pink ribbon as a symbol. But we have to look at one thing that's really important, Paul, which is there's an adoption now of all things pink during October, and we've talked about some of them. You see monuments lit up. You see comic strips that are in pink. But there's a term called pink washing, which has become very common now, and it's used to describe two different situations, which is where organizations are getting disproportionately large amounts of publicity for donating very little to the cause, and organizations that use the pink ribbon and pink designations to promote products that actually can be cancer-causing. So there has been this backlash, really, and there's a breast cancer action group which really coined that phrase, pink washing. And so what they do now, it's really interesting, they look and have really developed a whole product around awareness around what are these products that these companies are selling and promoting by putting the pink tag on them.
List some of the national organizations fighting breast cancer.
Well, there's some really big ones, and we know like the Susan B. Komen, which is worldwide now and started in 1982. It's raised nearly $1.5 billion for breast cancer education and research and advocacy. The Living Beyond Breast Cancer, which spends an overwhelming majority of its resources helping women, and that's very, very meaningful. There's a Young Survival Coalition, which I had not heard about, but it's specifically for younger women who are affected, and also National Breast Cancer Coalition. And again, that is just a small smattering of the many, many organizations that are on board with this.
What are some of the outreach events that are happening in Pittsburgh during this month to increase awareness?
Well, we have some really great things that are going on, and we have the Have No Fear breast cancer awareness events that UPMC is sponsoring on Saturday, October 11th from 12 to 5. There's the Sweet Revenge Night Out in the South Side, which is also October 11th in the evening. And we have a lot of this information up on your website as well. We have the Pink Charity Motorcycle Ride at Nemacolin the same day as well. So even our university, you can have your hair cut and have wigs made if your hair is really long, and that's another popular way of donating help to people that have breast cancer.
You could get a fright wig. Which
you
is
could
what,
get a
it's what it's what Harpo
right,
Marx
right,
wore with,
right,
and
right,
it was
right.
a pink wig.
Right, right, right. And I think the key is we really need to look at making sure that we're also trying to find the cure for breast cancer. We need to look into not only early detection, but we need to what are the products that are causing cancer? How can you stop using these products? Is it in the air, as we heard from your first segment? Are those cancer-causing agents? What can we do to really stop breast cancer, find the cure, and then, of course, certainly make sure that we have early intervention? So if you haven't gotten your mammogram this month and you're a woman and it's time, get one now.
Rebecca Harris, thanks
thank
so much
so
for joining
much,
us.
Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Please join WESA tomorrow night at 7 for a forum on community police relations with Mayor Peduto and new police chief Cameron McLay. The program is being broadcast live on 90.5 WESA. You can be part of the live audience. The event is free, but space is limited. To receive a seat, scroll to the bottom of the WESA.fm page and click on the events calendar. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.